Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On the capital of rock, Shea 106.
Good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Big wind day. Is that what it is?
Sure
today
is.
It's called Big Wind Day. Not just wind day, but Big Wind Day.
Yeah, not because it's windy here. It's a little slightly windy
here.
It's a
bit breezy this morning.
Everyone knows it's windy.
But on April 12th, 1934, the highest wind ever recorded was recorded at 231 miles an hour.
That's a bit breezy right there.
Big wind.
Yeah. That is a mighty wind.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do? Like blow in each other's hair? Like what?
No, okay. Oh, definitely not.
Okay. So like how do we celebrate the wind today? Go fly a kite?
I don't think so. You just know about it. That's all.
Just know about it.
I'm trying to see a reason, but there's no real reason. It was pretty significant.
Big wind.
So yesterday,
like it was in America. It was at the Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire.
Okay,
and that's where they recorded.
Right.
So does that include like hurricanes and everything?
No, I would assume not.
That's a wind.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
it says the highest surface wind speed ever measured anywhere on Earth.
So, oh wow! Yeah. So yeah, it's
really fast than hurricanes.
Wow.
I don't know if it was just for like a brief like millisecond.
Yeah, that's what they got. Gust.
So I don't know.
Yesterday, I was watching the Masters.
Was it windy?
Well, it was windy. Yes, it was windy there, but also windy here. And I had the windows open, and a nice breeze was coming in. And you know those, sometimes you say things that you just think in your head, but you say them out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I usually get in trouble for those.
I turned to my wife, and I said, "It feels like I'm there." And then I was like, ah.
Yeah, shouldn't have said
she
that.
She just looked at me. Because it did. Because the
she
wind.
She divorced you on the spot?
Nope. She's like, oh.
She should have.
Because he was at the tee and the trees were blowing around and my hair was blowing from the wind coming in the window. He said, "It feels like I'm there." Because it's such a, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Big wind.
I don't think I could have not hit you if we were sitting by side by side. You said that.
Why? It put me in a place, a nice, peaceful place where nothing was wrong.
Okay.
For that, like, 10 seconds. I thought I was at Augusta National Golf Course.
Did you whisper
course.
Like that, though? It feels like I'm there.
A little louder, right? I was like, it feels bit. Like I'm there.
But like, sorry, you sorry, weren't yeah. saying it to your wife. You
no,
were just saying it
100%,
out loud.
Just out loud, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, so go wind,
go
I guess.
Wind.
Yeah, just know about it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all you need with most things. Just know about it.
Right? The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Green Tech, your local John Deere dealer. Well, hundreds of mostly young people took to the streets in Montreal last night to protest the provincial government moving the curfew from 9:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. to spread the stop the spread of COVID-19.
Right.
Started pretty peaceful. There's, you know, some dancing and stuff, chanting freedom for the young. But then some people lit some garbage cans on fire and stuff like that, and the cops used some tear gas.
So, well, you know.
I guess kind of making the situation worse, because when you get tear gas, like, your eyes water and you get lots of snot.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, it's like, spreading
it's
COVID.
Like everywhere, oh. So. You know, yeah. What were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
They said, please. It didn't work.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson will be convening a meeting to look at ways to address crowds and partying within federally controlled parks as the COVID infections in our fair city have gone up. 242 Friday, Saturday 325, and then yesterday 370 new COVID cases. So. Good news, over 700 additional pharmacies in the province have been approved to deliver the vaccine, including 79 here in Ottawa and three more in Smiths Falls. So I guess there's a light at the end of the tunnel, like a little pinhole right now.
Yeah, but, I guess sure. Yeah,
look, it's there. Ottawa Senators looking to snap a three-game losing skid when they host Winnipeg. Leafs trying to extend a six-game win streak as they take on the dastardly Habs in Montreal. GMs across the NHL pretty busy today, making last-minute calls ahead of the trade deadline. Leafs got some business done. They got Nick Foligno from Columbus and a backup goalie, David Rudich from the Calgary Flames.
Big save, Dave.
Yeah, they are at the top of the Canadian division. The Senators have dealt Mike Riley to the Bruins. They got a third-round pick in 2022 in return. Raptors lost 102-96 to the Knicks. The Jays host the Yankees today. They were supposed to play the LA Angels yesterday, but the game got postponed. Not to COVID, just because of rain. Just regular baseball candy acidness.
Stop.
What? It's like thigh tightness,
yeah,
a little bit of rain, stuff like that.
I mean.
And Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters. Good for him. Mainly sunny today. It looks like it's going to be a little bit windy, but we're going to get up to 19 degrees. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow, but more clouds. And then sun and cloud on Wednesday, maybe a shower in 16. Right now it's 8. That's the latest.
Shea Stafe.
Yeah, please do that. Don't forget our Shea Stafe gear is only available for a few more weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Including the Shea Unique, all the shirt, which is all the proceeds from everything this month go to the autism program at CHEO. But swing by our website, Shea106.com. To grab some up for a good cause before it's all gone. You won't be able to get it again. At the end of April, it's done. Okay. We're going to talk about that Montreal protest a little bit.
Yeah.
And a guy's doing something in Florida.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Pretty sweet week he's going to have ahead of him. So,
of the states I have visited, I believe Florida is my favorite.
It is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, for so many reasons. Most of them involving entertainment on one level or another.
Yeah.
But this guy's doing something awesome in the lawnmower. So we'll talk about him coming up on Shea 106.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
So we're getting to a lawn season. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I resoiled my front lawn there, you know, spread out some good soil and some seed.
Oh, you top dressed it, did you?
I did top dress her. Some thin spots that need to be filled in a bit in the front. Wish I had a lawn big enough I would need a riding lawnmower.
Oh, they're so much fun.
But I do not have one. But there's a fellow in Florida who's getting some attention because he's going to ride one across the state.
Why?
For charity. Just to get attention and raise money for their Habitat for Humanity in his part of town.
You think lawnmowers go fast when you're cutting your lawn.
Yeah.
And then if you ever go and get on the road with them, you realize they're not fast at all.
No, they're not. On the lawn, you do feel like you're ripping across.
Right,
like
yeah.
You said. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially the, what are these guys?
The zero turns.
Zero turn.
Yeah.
Those
they go faster than your traditional sit behind the wheel ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to take them a while.
About a week, how they're estimating. 10 miles an hour is like the top speed of this thing.
It's pretty good.
He talks about it here.
Yeah, he does here.
We're doing an event called the Mowathon where I'm driving this 4000 series model number 74055 with a 31 horse Kawasaki all the way across the state of Florida. I'm driving down State Road 50. Guys, that's a long way. If you're not aware, I mean, it takes 3.5 hours in a car. And it's for charity. It's for Habitat for Humanity. It's a great organization. We just want to let you guys know about them.
So I guess they're making some stops if they're planning for it to take a week.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably not just going to camp in a ditch, you know.
No.
Because of the gators and stuff.
Yeah. But,
He should have made plans, and he could stay at people's houses that he mows the lawns of, and then he gets to stay for free.
That's a pretty good idea.
And that might be part of the move.
The deal?
Yeah. But he works at a lawnmower place, so it's kind of why he's doing it also. Yeah. So some intention for the store for sure.
He probably took the governor off the thing, too.
Got it all tricked out.
I mean, it sounds like a decent couple of days, though, you know, regardless. Like, enjoying the sunshine at a slow pace.
First hour would be
Maybe even the first half day, you'd be like, this is pretty cool. And then,
all right.
You know, day three, and dude, you're like, this is stupid.
Some guys take that long just to mow their lawns. So they don't have to come back inside, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, you got the earphones on. You can't hear anyone nag at you.
That is a classic man escape right there. Yeah.
I got to cut the lawn. Didn't you cut it 2 days ago? Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain.
Growing like crazy.
A lot of rain.
It's so crazy. All right. Well, congrats, I guess.
Godspeed. Well, he's not done yet.
Yeah. Safe travels. Don't drop the blade in the gravel. Yeah. That's all.
Best mowing to you.
Is that a thing? No,
never.
No one's ever said that.
No.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want, please text.
We answer as many as we can.
Can any of you guys do a wheelie on a bicycle? I don't think I can. I was never good at that.
I wasn't that good at it either, even as a kid.
Yeah.
Like the full-on catwalk, like go down the street?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't great either. I can pop a wheelie.
Yeah, of course.
For a couple seconds. Pop a wheelie? Yeah,
but no, I was never, I could never get any distance out of it.
Well, it's easier with a speed bike, not just a BMX, I find, because you can put it on my God, I haven't ridden a bicycle in 20 years. Like where you...
A lower gear,
so you can rip the pedals kind of thing. It's easier. If we're going to do it.
I don't think that's...
You try.
Yeah.
All I'm right, not going to try. Yeah. Not going to do it.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? I went through a few stages. Want to be a fighter pilot, and then Wood wrecked that for me because he lied and said I was too tall. Then I want to be an architect, and I found out math was needed.
We didn't know he had lied until like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago. Yeah. I still thought until my 40s that I couldn't, it's too tall to be a fighter pilot.
You just took him at his word, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
And then work with animals. I want to be a vet for a while.
Yeah, I wanted to be a vet for a while. Then an auto mechanic, and I realized I wasn't great at that.
Yeah, I'm not good at much, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worked out all right.
I'm doing what I was always good at.
Yeah.
So just talking out of turn. That was it.
If you had an aeroplane full of jelly beans, how would you get the jelly beans out and not just feed them to Jamie? I don't know what any of that means.
You're like jelly beans.
Open the hatches?
What is that? Yeah. I don't understand.
Because I had jelly beans on Easter.
Oh, okay.
Jamie?
Yes?
Are you not able to get a hypoallergenic dog, like a doodle of some sort?
Well, I tried. Didn't work out.
Jamie got a hypoallergenic dog.
I got a hypoallergenic dog.
Well, did you?
No, they are.
They said it was, but it's not possible for it to be that. I had hair.
I think it's
wispy hair.
Like I did the research and I went to doctors and stuff like that, and they said the thing is about it is it's actually like it lacks an oil that would. That's makes it hypoallergenic.
Would be.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, it was a slow burn. It wasn't like if I went over to. Like either of your houses and played with your dogs, and it would be within 5 minutes, I'd be having allergic reactions. It was like a slow burn over a week or so.
It says they are.
Yeah.
The Samoyed is a medium to large size hypoallergenic dog breed that has low dander levels and hardly drools.
Right.
But sheds a lot.
Yeah.
It's got low dander levels, not no dander levels.
Yeah.
Anyway, didn't work out.
Yeah, he tried. Broke his heart.
Yeah,
as a kid. Were you a big wheel or a green machine guy? I was a big wheel guy.
It's a green machine.
I think I was a big wheel guy, too.
Well, let's compare. Like, a big wheel, I believe, was like a standard lawnmower, and a green machine was more like a zero turn.
Oh, it's got the little
handles
on the side. Levers.
Yeah.
Okay, big wheel for sure.
Yeah, I was a big wheel guy. They make adult-sized ones now. Yeah. Some of them even have motors. You could drift in them. And so it looked pretty cool. I saw a YouTube video where there's like a bunch of 40-year-old guys just
ripping around
down their street on like at dusk.
It looked
pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I said to my wife out loud, that's what I need.
Yeah. How much fun would that be?
Yeah.
Of course, with good lumbar support.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they have like nice seats. Yeah, they made them with all that in mind, I believe.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Oh.
Like in what? In just like an overall like shock and awe? Because I've seen people just behave purely atrociously, which makes me crazy. But that's not.
I think in recent memory, probably the hoarding of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
For an illness that did not make you have the poops.
No, that was a real bizarre twist. Yeah. Oh, it's a crazy
one time
I've ever seen.
Yeah, when you guys were kids, maybe you're near a lake or a pond or something. You put a toy boat on the end of like a fishing rod, and you can, or like a string and a stick, and you whip the boat around. Well, my friend had just got brand new orthotics, and we were on his dock doing that, and the boat. I still am in disbelief. The boat got a little far away from him, but he has it attached on a fishing rod.
Right.
And he went, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And he jumped in the lake as if the boat was pulling him in.
Oh, I see.
And his brand new orthotics. Boy, did his dad yell. Oh, his dad bellowed through the woods. Anyway, and I remember standing, I'm like, you didn't need to jump. And it still boggled my mind. Why did he think he needed to jump? You're in the toy boat on a fishing rod. It was pretty crazy. It was more surreal, I guess.
Yeah,
I was, what?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that dad's yell.
No, you never forget.
Never forget another.
Watching your friends get blasted by their dad.
You'll never forget.
I will never forget it. I probably witnessed 20 of them, and they all got a nice firm spot in my brain to stay forever. That's amazing. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
All right, 5 questions, 30 seconds. We need a contestant, though. We had one and he hung up.
Yeah, we had Jerry on the phone, but Jerry's disappeared. I don't know where he went.
You can pass him back, but you got to get all 5 in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
All right, I've taken the first call. I don't know who it is.
Take her. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hello.
What's your name?
Bill.
Do you understand the rules?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you.
You sound pumped.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Maybe he's just concentrating.
Okay.
Let's not try and throw him off, Jamie. You've already done that with the questions. All right, Bill, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. city was the fortune cookie invented in?
San Francisco.
What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Federation.
What necessary accessory for a computer has its speed measured in Mickey's?
Don't have a clue.
What is it called when a golfer shoots 3 under par in a single hole?
I don't golf.
What's more annoying, a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth or when a device's plug covers up the other outlet holes?
When the device plug up the other cover holes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go over your answers, Bill. You did not win because you didn't answer a couple of them.
Yeah.
So, and so we'll let you go, but we'll go over Bill's answers. Right. Have a great day, Shay State.
Enjoy your day, Bill.
What's more annoying, a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth or when a device's plug covers up the other outlet holes? The answer is the plug. So Bill was right.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Uh-huh. It's so annoying.
Because you can fix the popcorn in your teeth.
Yeah. Sometimes you can fix the plug thing.
Sometimes.
If it's bottom heavy or something. But
sometimes it's side heavy. Sometimes they go to the side. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What is it called when a golfer shoots 3 under par in a single hole? Bill had no idea. He doesn't golf. That's an albatross. What necessary accessory for a computer has its speed measured in Mickey's? It is a mouse. I had no idea.
Your mouse speed.
Yeah.
No clue.
Makes sense when you hear it.
Mickey Mouse, right?
Didn't know they did that.
Is that real?
You just make that up?
Is that real?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Yeah.
Of course it's real. I don't mess around.
Is it real?
Yes.
Like from multiple sources, not just one website that tricked you into thinking mouse speed's Mickey Mouse.
It makes sense. What does WWE stand for? Bill said World Wrestling Federation. That's incorrect. World Wrestling Entertainment.
They had to change because they got sued by
the World Wildlife.
World Wildlife Foundation. It took a while. It did take a long time for them.
Two decades or something.
Yeah. I remember being a kid and being real angry at that. We can't just take the wrestling's name. Apparently it was around before.
Yeah.
What U.S. city was the fortune cookie invented in? Bill was correct when he said San Francisco.
All right. Well, Bill, I mean, you were a last minute entry, so
it was a good effort.
We thank you for calling and trying to fill in there, but not your day, my friend. Not your day. But Shay Stafe, we'll try again tomorrow.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last 4 digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Mondays, Dougie Line's usually pretty full from the weekend. Jamie, you have a few for us.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch.
Okay.
Now, Jason, I know you read the weather in your little news package there, but I think we have another weatherman on our hands here, yeah.
Okay. Great. Good morning, gentlemen. Today's forecast, not too shabby.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate for today. Like, it's not going to be overly sunny. It's not going to be super warm. It's not too shabby
it's
today.
It's going to be,
not too shabby.
Wow.
I love that guy.
Bravo.
Everything he's left us is amazing. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Bravo.
Yeah.
All right. kind of a thoughtful question here.
Okay.
Hey, do you guys talk to yourselves? I took a class in university, and it was like a pretty controversial issue, like with like psychologists and stuff, whether it's good for kids or not when they like talk and babble to themselves. But like, I always talk to myself, like when I'm on the road and stuff, I give myself little mantras. But my favorite is, don't lose your mind. Don't lose your mind. It usually helps. I think I usually don't lose my mind. But anyways, let me know your thoughts.
Yeah, I talk to myself all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talk to myself, other people around. I don't care. Like, I just how it goes.
Yeah, if I'm busy doing something, if I have to try and remember something in the grocery store or whatever, sometimes I say it out loud.
Not very nice to myself. Like, I don't like, no, often when I do swear, something well, yeah. I'm not like, yeah, good job, Chris.
No.
I'm not usually, that weirdo.
No, never.
Like, idiot. Yeah. Why are you such an idiot?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Yeah. You.
Yeah, I'm
asking that question. Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Mike's usually coaching. Take it easy. Like, if I'm like trying to like do something and build something just a little bit, If someone heard you, they'd be like, who is he talking to? Like, you're crazy. Anywho, Chris, you're crazy because you like raisins.
I do.
You love raisins. Raisins.
I'm not going to. I don't love raisins.
Hey,
like, they wouldn't be in my top 10 food
list. I don't know. You speak very highly
of raisins. You do defend the raisin quite a bit.
Well, because you guys are way too harsh on it. It's a delicious little.
See, you've gone too far again.
Yeah, delicious. Anywho, a fella called in with just an absolute travesty here. Yeah.
So, someone brought home a nice carrot cake from the local bakery with nice cream cheese frosted icing. I was really looking forward to getting into that. Cut myself a nice piece. And before I could take a bite, I noticed raisins.
Oh.
And all I could think was, Chris Biggs enjoys this? That's bullshit.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, friend.
I wouldn't put raisins in carrot cake.
A lot of people do, though. It just ruins it.
It wouldn't ruin it for Chris.
Oh, absolutely.
It wouldn't ruin it for me. I just wouldn't choose it. If there's two pieces of carrot cake, I'd take the one without raisins. I used to get like boxes of raisins and just eat raisins.
Good Lord.
What? They're sweet. They're delicious.
They're not.
They are.
They're just dried up old grapes.
That are delicious.
You were the only kid. Hey, you got your raisins that you don't want? Because no one else wants raisins except me.
I'd eat them. Sure.
And you prefer raisin glossettes over like peanut glossettes?
100%. No. Yeah.
What?
Raisin glossettes are one of my favorite things in the world.
Chris Sunmade Biggs.
It's not crazy. Why is it crazy? It's not like I'm putting chocolate on Brussels sprouts. I'm putting them on raisins.
Might be better.
It's not.
Like if I was starving on an island or something and a crate of raisins came by, I'd be thankful. But
yes,
like,
exactly.
You're like, really, did it have to be raisins?
I think you think it's cool to hate on raisins.
No,
I don't think it's cool at all.
The things you were saying are insane. They're sweet little delicious bits of yumminess.
They were made at a time where it was hard to keep fresh fruit, so that they just were like, oh, just let it rot. We'll eat it later.
It's not let it rot. Are you anti all dried fruit?
I'm not big on dried fruit, but the raisins are the worst.
Like, do you like dried pineapple? That's delicious.
It's okay. Yeah, like, it's fine.
The one that's the most popular, I think, at Kid Rock's is the orange ones?
The apricots?
Yeah. Those are awful.
Not worse than raisins.
Not worse than raisins.
No. They're way worse than raisins.
No.
No, see, this is just a thing.
You know what they are?
You guys are just trying to rile me up over raisins because you're being insane.
I've held this opinion for many years.
but it doesn't make sense. Do you not like the texture? Because the taste is fine.
Like, no, I don't like the taste.
Sweet. It's just sweet. It's a sweet grape.
Maybe it's because I know what it tasted like when it was fresh.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what is this?
I'd pick raisins over grapes.
Well, now you've lost your mind.
No, I have not.
You've actually lost your mind.
I have not.
I thought a while ago you lost your mind, but it's official. Just now you've lost your mind.
I think maybe after 10 years, the show might dissolve.
Oh, my gosh.
Over this raisin opinion. Raisin might be what filing splits.
I
that
know.
Is
I can't
crazy.
Trust your decision or opinion raisins. On anything else.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything so crazy.
Like, fine if you
raisins
like raisins.
Better than grapes.
Yes.
Madness, man.
I'm not
I'm
even
sorry.
Exaggerating. They're better.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
You get a bad grape, it's awful.
All the raisins are bad.
They are not.
They're all bad grapes.
Yeah, every one of them. It's a bad grape. Literally, it's a bad grape in a box. Yeah.
It's not at all true. The boxes are too small. They're real. The most irritating thing about when they used to come in those little red boxes and you have to jam your fingers in there and they get stuck. My big fat Sasquatch fingers are in there trying to... That was the only
Did
thing.
Did you just eat the box?
Bang in the box. Bang in the box. I should have probably.
That's
what
Chris has been eating raisins. That's why you like them, because there's something to mask the taste. It's the cardboard.
You guys are insane. Insane. Well, you know, if you own a raisin company and you look at one a spokesperson, you know who to call. Okay?
Don't call me.
These two insane people I work with every day are just going to go back to eating grapes.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Don't get sour grapes.
And then now it's ruined.
Not too shabby.
That's it for whatever we're doing right now. Yep, wrap it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey there, sailor. We need some text questions, please.
762-555.
Even if you're not a sailor, you can do it.
No.
Do you need to be the, if you just had like a small sailboat, you know, like a little, I don't know, 10-footer. Did they make them 10 feet?
Sailboats, you make them very small.
Yeah, 10-footer. Yeah. Are you a sailor?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're sailing something,
if it's
got a
sail, you got to sit. You're automatically. You don't have to pass, I'm a sailor course. Or
I believe you have to be in a profession, whether it's through military or some kind of shipping.
No, because they're recreational sailors.
Yeah.
You're a sailing enthusiast.
What if you've got a paddle boat? Are you a sailor?
Are you a hockey player?
No.
Of course you are.
I partake in hockey.
You're a hockey player.
I'm not a hockey player.
You're a hockey player.
He's being very Jamie today.
You know you're a hockey player.
I see what you're saying, but I
know you never played pro like I did.
No.
But that's, you know.
If somebody came up to you, you didn't know, you introduced and said, hey, are you a hockey player?
I'd say I play hockey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say yeah.
Are you a sailor? Yeah, I sail. Okay. Sailor.
But does it need, those big cruise ships, they call them sailors, right?
No.
But there's no sail on those
boatmen.
Ships. What are they, shippers?
Shippers?
Boatmen?
Boatmen. Longshoremen.
I think they're sailors. And ladies, in the Navy, you're a sailor, but they don't have sails.
That's what I mean.
They don't have sails,
they used
though.
To.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't know. No, I told you. It's being very Jamie.
Yeah,
today.
You are being
you're asking
very
me questions.
Today.
I'm just answering them accurately and promptly.
7-6-2.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
5-5-5.
Any question you like.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
What is your favorite circus performance to watch? And if you had to participate, which one would you want to be in? Not a huge fan of circuses.
The trapeze is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, if they're doing it without a net and a rope.
I guess.
You have to have a rope.
If there's something on the line. No, like the safety harnesses or whatever. If they're just flinging. I like when they fling a person from one person to another and they have to catch them. I like that guy on the bike in that steel ball.
Okay. Yeah, that's
on the motorcycle, and they just spin around inside that steel ball at insane speeds.
Haven't seen that in a long time, but yeah.
I don't know if that's specifically a circus performance, but I've seen it at a circus.
Nitro circus.
Yeah. I don't like any animal stuff. I always feel bad for the animals. Smacking tigers with sticks.
Yeah, that's brutal.
How do you pronounce poutine? Poutine or poutine? Well, I'm from Ontario, so I say poutine.
And it is fun to say poutine every now and again, though.
Poutine.
Yeah. Poutine. Yeah. Can I have a poutine?
Poutine.
I don't know. I never order it.
It's very rare that I
order it. My heart would stop immediately. I'm on the line there, so I got to be careful.
The first few bites of one is they're just awesome, though.
Oh, they are fantastic. Yeah. I'm not knocking it.
Woo.
That is a.
You don't put raisins in yours, do you?
No. Probably does.
You son of a.
Okay, I'm just asking. I didn't think you did.
Why is Billy so aggressive?
Yeah, calm down, Billy.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe he's short.
Probably short. Either in height or in other departments.
Yeah.
But it's usually what leads to over-aggression. I play drums in a band, but I'm not in a big famous band. Am I not considered a drummer? Yes, you are.
I would consider you a drummer.
Yeah. Just like Jamie's a hockey player. And
but they're producing something in a band. Like, you know what I mean? He's without him, they wouldn't be able to produce those sounds.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Are you saying that you're a hockey player because without you, no one would be able to play hockey?
No, but I wouldn't say I'm a hockey player.
You just
That's
did.
What I'm saying. No, you guys are saying that I'm a hockey player.
He's saying he wouldn't I'm call himself wouldn't a hockey call, player.
Right.
What's the best street name you know? Old Comer is a classic in Toronto.
It's hard to beat Old Comer.
That is, yeah. There's
the best, and there is not a better one than Old Comer.
We've had some real long conversations about that street name, and I think we've done enough.
Sure.
But yeah,
it is tough to top.
Can't
that
be
one.
Beat.
It is really tough.
How creepy can you say, I've got some moist curdle?
Again, it's in
speaking of poutine.
To the
poutine.
We did that last week. Yeah. We're not your creepy dancing monkeys, okay? We'll do it every now and again.
Because you got some weird fetish for us saying creepy things on the radio.
We did quite well last week, all three of us. Our performance was great.
Yeah.
Sitting there your pajamas waiting for us to talk creepily for you so you can start your day.
We're not doing it every day, okay? Man, what kind of what is this? What are we, a sex line all of a sudden? Now you gotta call us to get your rocks off.
I guess we should be flattered.
Yeah. What is Jamie's favorite sound effect? And are there any new ones that he has lined up just waiting for the perfect moment to play them?
I do like this new one.
Not too shabby.
That is a great one. What you don't play enough that I like is our boss telling us we need improvement.
That should be done. Improvement.
Yeah, that should be done almost every time we speak.
He would probably concur.
Someone asked what your dream vacay spot is, but I saw this actually online on the weekend. If you could only, you get a vacation, but you could only go to somewhere that started with the first letter of your first name.
C.
Yeah. So, you know, where could your dream vacation be if you had, so me and Jason would have to obviously be J.
Yeah. Japan would be nice.
Jamaica.
It's got way more nice ones. Where can I go?
Jakarta,
yeah.
I can go to Cuba.
You go to Cuba, yeah.
I can go to Chile.
There's lots of places you can go see.
Cambodia.
You can just go to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a play. I didn't think it's got to be a little more specific.
You mean a specific destination?
I go to China.
You go to Curacao?
You go.
Yeah. Go to the Czech Republic?
Yeah, you could.
There's actually quite a few seas out there.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy your trip to Jamaica together.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be down the road at Cuba.
Yeah.
We can... Down the road.
Down the road.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. Well, it's time to play Best Phone Line Wins. Just call whoever's the clearest, sharpest phone line is the victor. Whoever doesn't gets ridiculed and tossed aside.
Let's go line one.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Matt.
Volume is nice,
but
it's a little muddy.
A
little muddy.
I mean, it is the first one, so we probably shouldn't hang up on him.
No, let's not hang up on him.
All right, hold on, Matt.
Not fantastic.
You didn't really impress us.
No.
Line two.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
What's your
name? Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Get out of here.
Nah,
get out
of here. Your phone line. It's not even as good as Matt's. It sucked. All right, let's go.
Got pantyhose over your face? What are you doing? Hi, good morning, Shay.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
What's your name?
It's Ron.
Well, Ron. Jason, you like Ron? Ron's good.
So far,
yeah.
Let's hold on a second here.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, Ron's phone line was way better than you. Sorry, buddy.
Get out of here.
Hang up on him.
Just drive right to Rogers and get a new phone because that's garbage.
All right. How about line four here?
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh,
you seem very friendly, but I don't think your phone line is going to cut it today.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
What was that noise?
Yeah, what was that?
I'll tell you exactly what that noise was. Nope.
Did someone touch your thigh unexpectedly?
Because I was about to. Comment. It was a comment on how good his was, but in mid aw, I realized it wasn't really that good. So it was more of a
Right.
It was real life disappointment.
Okay. It sounded like someone touched your thigh.
Yeah, I get it.
And then you were surprised and looked up, and it was like me or Chris.
Oh no!
Not too shabby.
All right, let's take another call here. All right. All right, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Sarah.
That's a pretty good one.
Ooh, it's a hotline.
Sarah's
got a hotline.
That's going to give Ron a run for his money.
Sure will.
Give him a real Ron for it. All right, hold on, Sarah.
Ron for it.
Yeah, a Ron for it.
All right.
One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay.
Hi, right, good morning, Shay.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, man. Gotta go.
Take the aquarium off your head the next time you call us,
did
you
sound
jackass.
Like he was on an aquarium. All right, let's go back to Ron. Do you have something Ron can say? Can you say NHL trade deadline, Ron?
Yeah.
NHL trade deadline.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay,
really bad. Like, you feel the depth in this? Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Sarah. Hey, Sarah, can you say NHL trade deadline?
NHL trade deadline.
They're different. They're different. She's sharper.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's, I don't know, money just because she,
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right. Hold on. Oh, I think she thought she was on hold.
Yeah, she did.
I think she did.
What do you guys think? Sarah or Ron?
I don't know. I don't know. Man, the tough.
The pressure.
There's so much pressure.
To make this decision.
To pick the right phone line.
It's crazy.
What's your gut say, Jamie? Because I've forgotten already. What they sound like.
My gut says
Come on,
the lady.
One name now.
All right, Sarah.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
You think she's just sharper because her female voice cuts
maybe,
better?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Man. All right.
If you don't agree, it's Jamie's fault. Sarah, you're the winner.
Congratulations, Woo! Sarah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You may or may not have heard that we have a potential intern, currently an external intern because COVID, not allowed to have anybody in.
Yeah.
And
his name is Zach.
Seemed like a pretty promising student of radio at Algonquin College.
Yeah. And he sent us his demo. We're like, wow, this guy's not bad, actually.
Yeah, he's okay.
So we talked to our boss about it, and we're like, well, like, how can we make this fun? Because we normally, with an intern, you bring him into the studio and you just
go get your food.
You just
stuff
beat them up, you know, emotionally for a few months, and then you send them on their way. But we can't do that. So our boss, we had the idea of setting an impossible task for him.
Right.
And then our boss, Adam, said, well, when he does it, I'll give him a job. Like, flat out. I'll give him a show, which is bananas.
Yeah.
This isn't a stunt. This isn't like, this is reality. So we said, all right, what's an impossible task? A sit-down interview with our prime minister.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's was his reaction when we told him on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm going to work to that every day. I'm going to hound every single official person about that kind of thing. I don't know.
So he was pretty pumped.
Pretty excited.
And you know, we thought, well, that's great. So, but we would also like to hear some progress on it, right?
Yeah, well, like every couple of days an update. Mm-hmm. How's it going? Who have you reached out to? How'd that go? Did you do anything stupid to get attention? Sure. Did that work? Like, and we haven't heard a word from him.
I don't have anything in my inbox, guys. Do you have anything in yours?
No email, no message on the Dougie line.
We give him lots of ways to get a hold of us. Nothing.
We're not tough to get a hold of.
Curious, because Chris, you did ask him this question, and this was like...
So do you think you can handle that?
That's what you asked him, and his answer...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, but so far...
Absolutely.
You try to put an echo on it and make it
absolutely.
Epic. Okay.
Yeah, right, he said absolutely.
So why don't we
give him a call?
Yeah, let's call Zach.
Okay,
are we gonna call him Ball Zach,
or are we gonna call him Nut Zach?
Nut Zach,
or just Sack? Sack's funny.
Just Sack.
Sack is funny.
Don't shorten it already. Don't shorten it yet.
Yeah, okay. We're not tight enough with him yet. Now he's just Zach.
He hasn't even really done a good job.
Yeah, he hasn't earned a nickname.
He hasn't got anything, right?
All right, well, let's call him and see if there's any progress on him getting a sit-down, one-on-one interview with the prime minister. Not a phoner, not a, you know, a group scrum.
Think he answers?
Well, I hope so. I mean, he should be available to us at all times of the day and night.
He should know in our show.
Seeing as how it's like almost 8:30 in the morning.
And be listening to us 24, like, or, you know. Oh, it's not looking good, Zach.
No. See, that's why we don't have interns very often, because they can't do simple tasks like answering the phone and stuff.
What are you doing? Oh, this will be strike two.
Unless he's actually in the interview with the prime minister right now.
You have reached.
Nope.
Oh, it gives the number?
Gives the number, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we haven't made him that mad yet that we'll give you all his number.
No. We will, though.
Wow.
Well, all right.
Wow. You know what? He was even getting some support from some of our listeners through the Dougie line. Did you hear this?
Zach, this has got to be the most amazing opportunity you have. I call in to this Bikes and Bar show. I get on quite a bit. It's always over the Dougie line, which is fabulous. I love when the boys entertain my offers. This is amazing for you, Zach. I am rooting for you. I know you can do it.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that. People cheering for him. This punk.
I mean, there may be something. Might be an excellent reason why he didn't.
Yeah,
a gang.
Once again,
So, do you think you can handle that?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. Well,
says you can handle it.
Shocked. I had great hope for this guy.
So did I.
Great hope. Well, how much longer? How long? Like how?
We'll give him this week still. I think
This week.
I would expect to hear from him today at some point.
Yeah, after this. Man, you know. Maybe they're right about this generation.
Yeah.
Maybe they're right.
Maybe they are.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Gas or charcoal barbecue?
Oh, gas for convenience.
Yeah. I got the natural right into the house now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't have that where I live. I miss it.
It's amazing.
Because you could put stuff on forever.
Well, you just never concerned anymore.
Well, there is a danger. A few years ago when I had natural gas hooked up to the barbecue, I had some some potatoes baking on it. And they weren't quite done. Oh. And I left it on a Friday and turned it off on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
They were done by then.
Yeah.
And the gas bill was a little high that month. But, yeah. Barbecue is clean, though. Very clean.
Yeah. But flavored charcoal, obviously. But it's just a pain in the ass. What TV show doesn't exist but should?
Oh, the behind-the-scenes Biggs and Bar Show.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting?
We would call it something different, like something fancy.
I don't know how interesting it'd be, though. Most of the time, we just sit here staring at our computers, figuring out what we're going to...
I've always wondered why, like, you remember, like, NHL 24/7 or Hard Knocks, the football stuff on HBO. Like, why they don't make, so say you
a
like...
radio version of
that? No. Like, so let's, you're a Sens fan. You can pay for a subscription to have basically, because there's cameras all the time now.
Yeah.
It's not just for, like, the HBO specials, right? You can pay to see that on a regular basis. That'd be pretty sweet.
It would, but it's a...
The players and the coaches would hate it.
Well, would there be enough people paying for it that'd be worth their production costs? That's the question.
To see in between intermissions and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Ask it. Just read it. One of you read it now.
Which one?
The latest one.
Oh, how does one love raisins but hate Stompin' Tom? Two different issues. You can't compare.
Because raisins are delicious. I don't hate Stompin' Tom. I just think he's extremely overrated. Mm. There's a difference.
Mm.
I do not hate a man I've never met. That's impossible. Well, except for Randy Jackson. But
you hate Randy
Jackson. I hate Randy Jackson. That man's an idiot.
Why, dog?
That's about 30% of the reason right there. do you guys bolt out of work as soon as you sign off?
Yeah, some days.
We're kind of supposed to now. They want the building clear as often as possible and stuff. We have Zoom meetings after some days.
We have a meeting today, so we're not bolting.
Yeah. But when regular times, we like hang out in the building for a bit usually.
Sure. And, talk to people.
Talking to other staff and doing...
Friendly, have some fun.
But that's not... it's a no-fun zone right now outside of this room.
Went to Walmart this weekend, discovered they have blocked off items in the store you cannot purchase unless they're considered essential. Yeah, we said that.
Yeah.
But turns out makeup is essential, but I can't buy a pair of underwear or socks or shoes, but I can buy patio furniture. Who makes these rules? I'm not sure. I did see the one picture floating around of Walmart where they had blocked off face masks.
Yeah, the masks.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Maybe it was just a miscommunication.
Yeah, maybe.
With some people in the
store. Patio furniture, I don't understand. Makeup probably because in the pharmacy section, maybe, and they're just not blocking off the pharmacy section because they're not going to go block off every single shelf. Clothes, that's a little weird. Kids' clothes especially.
Yeah, like babies and stuff. They have girl clothes in 3 days.
You need to get some clothes. How do you get out of blowing a red light and getting caught on the camera? I don't know.
Well, you don't, really.
No,
I don't think they have it on camera.
Yeah.
And they have your picture. I think you're screwed.
Yeah. You got to pay for it. They don't know it was you driving, so it doesn't affect, like, your personal license and insurance and stuff, but...
You guys ever cop a squat down the slide at a local park, right in the middle of a curl, so the next person slides right next to you, you're present before you can stop himself?
No, that's disgusting.
Good that Lord.
Absolutely foul.
I don't understand the question. Oh, poop down a slide.
That's terrible. One of those, curly slides that they wouldn't see right away.
Right in the middle of the curl no one can see it?
Yeah.
That's terrible. How are you laughing?
Well, because if it didn't happen to you, it would be hilarious if it happened to your friend. Unless you were the one who like gave him a ride there.
Good Lord.
I'm not laughing at it happening. It's vile. Yeah, I'm laughing at the fact that somebody thought of it. Of that.
Yeah. It is
vile. Hey,
you
know, if I pooped in the middle of that curly slide, no one would know. And the next kid that went through it sliding through. God.
I guess you'd have to do it at night, right? Or when no one was around.
Yeah.
They'd be like, why take it so long? No reason. No reason. Just go.
Oh,
it's disgusting. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, do not do that. Do not ever do that. That's terrible. But
also, who says cop a squat?
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
The Biggs and Barr Show.